early for the recording, but I guess better than the music. And we're in the middle of Nekima Netira. We're talking about the Machlokes Rishonim, about whether there's an Isser Nekima Netira if somebody insults a person at his goof, meaning an emotional assault, insult, cursing him, doing things like that. Things that he can't collect money for. Things that he can collect money for, there's nothing to talk about. You collect money. That's both monetary and physically. We're talking about a physical insult, not monetarily. Is there an Isser Nekima Netira? Many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah included, say there's no Isser. However, there's others that argue, and the Chafetz Chaim brings them, and that's what we're up to. But Zelda Shain HaRambam, Saif Hilchas Deis, Hanayikim Chaveirai, Oivir B'loi Setsa. One who takes Nekama from his friend is Oivir Lav, Shenemar Leitzikai. We have a Bishayin Eloi Kalov, even though it's a Lav Shayin HaMaitza, Deir Roh Hi Ad Me'oid. It is a terrible Midah. It is appropriate for a person to be mavram midaisav. I still don't know a good translation, but I guess to be mavatar for lack of better translation. I'll call divrei oilam. Shakoy leitam avinim divrei hevel vavoy. Because everybody who understands that all these insults and all these things are narishkeiten, nothingness. Ve'en kedai linkam aleim. It's not kedai to take nekama. Ketzer ha'nekima. What is Nekima? Dr. Rambam. I'm a lechaver, I shalain yukadumcha. Lend me your hammer. I'm a lechaver, I'm a lechaver, I'm not going to lend it to you. L'mocha tzarech l'shom imenu. The next day, the one who said no has to borrow from the one who asked him. I'm a lechaver, I shalain yukadumcha. I'm a lechaver, 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 I'm a should give it to believe. Shalom leyigmaloi kasha gemaloi should not treat him the way he was treated. B'chein kol kriyaitze ve'elu. That's what I meant. The lav davka b'chayva. The one didn't call Rosh and Shalom le'avur masha asa. Any bad that he does for what he did. B'chein avur b'hegim and adar samachem and beis. B'chein am b'david b'diyaitze v'atayvus. David HaMelech said in his correct meanness, im gemalti shayim li'ra, if I paid back those who did bad for me, bad. Show me means show me.
Those who were at peace with me.
Who, what?
Those who were at peace with
me. Did I ever take chalta?
Rescue my tormentors.
Rescue?
Rescued my tormentors.
Reikam? It doesn't translate that, obviously. It's not there. Kicha b'cheka anayt alechem Yisrael. He bears a grudge. I will believe this. And again, the Rambam explains. Ruben Shamer L'Shimon Hiskeli by Zeb. Rent me this house and Shleini Shar Zeb. L'Rat Shimon L'Yom and Bashimon L'Ruben L'Shom Yibenu L'Shom Yibenu. L'Amal Ruben Halach. Here it is. Areini Mashulcha. Areini Kamaitzcha. L'Yashalom Loch Kamasecha. Should take it out of his heart. Leitrenu should not bear a grudge. She calls Matu Nitrus Adover Bezechrad, as long as he bears the grudge and remembers it. Shema Yavar Linkheim. So the Rambam is explaining Leitzitur is Usher because it leads to Leitzikheim. Leficha Chigpida Tairat Natira, as Yimcha Avim Libai, with a Skirmenu Klau. Not even to remember it. Bazui day in a chaynish, after she's gone by Yishuv Aretz, umasam matanim shabri adam zemza. That keeps the population. Yishuv Aretz means the world going. I don't know how he translates it.
Makes it possible for people to live together in the land.
Okay, and get along with each other. Medrash, b'aylam perigav, b'aylam yigma adam chesed, afilat mi shahir alai, b'li yanaikim b'nai tushlamat, leisikim leisitim, v'zedakim shisol agdashim. They take revenge and they bear grudges, and they keep their anger forever. Because of Achinuch b'mitzvah reish mayim aluf, mishorshia mitzvah, sheyeda adam, a person should know, v'yiten olibay kol ashi yikro mitoy badra, anything that happens to him from good to bad, husiba shetav e'elu meshem yizvarach, it's because the Rebbein Yisraelim wanted it to happen. V'mayad adam yad ishachim v'yadavar b'lti v'chayna baruchu, person can't hurt you unless the Rebbein Yisraelim wants him to hurt. Al king shetzeruah yichaveo adam, if somebody pains him, either tzar or pain, I guess one is emotional, one is physical. It's caused by his own sins. And he should not put his machshavas to take revenge. That person's not the cause of his bad. He V'yikalel, leave him and let him curse. Ki amar le'Hashem, tolu inyan b'chetai. He blamed it on his own chate, b'loy b'shimi ben geira, atkan l'shaynai. So these Rishaynim seem to say it's not limited to monetary things, it's everything that's done. So this is the machloikus Rishaynim. The Chofetz Chaim Paskin, since it's a suffix derisa, you have to go l'chumra. I don't know what he's going to say tomorrow, in what we learn tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, but the Chofetz Chaim brings both shittas Rishaynim, and he says, it's a machloikus Rishaynim, it's a suffix derisa, you go l'chumra. Okay, so I think I started the recording. In fact, I know I started the recording. Okay, so we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. And we are up to the Gemara.
Can you go slow on the Rashi, please?
I will try. Right. I'm Rabbi Eichanan. How do I find I'm Rabbi Eichanan? Give me a chance. It's the middle of the Taisas of Savar. It's the beginning of the line. It's Amar. There's two lines that say Amar at the beginning of the line, and this is the second one. So if you go in the middle of Taisus, almost smack in the middle of the Taisus of Sabar, there's a line. There's two lines. The first word on the line is Amar. First one says Amar Rachmana, and the second one says Amar Rabbi Yechanan.
41b2.
That's where it is. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Mekar sheziyak hashtei tipe margolios. A mekar, a womb, that releases sweat. From, I don't know how he translates it. But that's the, right, sheziyak. How does he translate sheziyak? Releases liquid.
Exuded. He says what? Exuded. Exuded.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hashtei tipe margolios, like two drops that are pearl colored, which is clear liquid, tamea. She is tame. Now, for what is she tame? Practic Gemar Lamai. Ilema Latumis Shiva, Hamisha Damim Tamei Bi Shiva Sulai. Is it for 7 days? This is not Nidus. We had a whole section about what color bloods constitute Nidus. Elo Latumis Erev. Erev says, this is Makar Metame Tame. We learned this yesterday, that any liquid that touches the Makar, Halacha l'maishim isinai, then it becomes an avatoma. So this woman that exudes this liquid is tamei because it touches her on the way out. And that tamei is an avatoma, and it makes her into a rishon l'toma. And she goes to the mikveh, she's fine. She's not asur l'baila. It's not an iser to her husband. It's an iser like any other, like touching a sheret, like touching an avela.
How do we know it came from before?
So that I don't know. It's saying Mikar Shehizia. It's a good question you're asking. I don't know the answer. See, because, again, I will only point out that I can't research this in Halacha because it's not Negeya. We don't keep Tumatara. So nobody talks about this. As I always said, I'm a Rishon L'Tumma. I'm an Avatumma, in fact. Right? So we're all Tamei till Mashiach comes. At least I am Tamei till Mashiach comes. Other people that
what
never
what was the
were.
Question? I didn't hear this question.
It came from the Mikar. Maybe it came from somewhere else, meaning there's might have come from the vaginal area itself. Never was in the Makar. Makar is within the cervix. How do I know it came from in the cervix? Maybe it came from out the cervix. I don't know. I don't know if Art School explains or not. I don't know. Vidav Kitarti, and only if it's two drops, one, we don't even assume that it might have come from the Makar, because that's very possible that it comes from other sources. So I guess the answer to your question possibly is that two drops must have come from the Makar. Again, I don't know.
Our school translates Makar as uterus, from the uterus.
Again, in Halacha, I'll say one more time, the Makar is anything beyond the cervix. Now, I can't tell you whether the cervix opens to the uterus. Okay, so doctors tell me that the cervix is the opening to the uterus. I'm not being chaylik on Rabbeinu. Rashi. Makar is the uterus, but the uterus opens at the cervix. Yes.
It's plural. I believe there are three of them.
What, three?
Kasmat Davis,
Selena. Okay, I'm sorry. I call him Rabbeinu Artsko. Rashi. Doug Rashi, Tipe Margulis. Anybody have it there? about a little bit of, it's about where we started the Gemara. Dam lavan v'tzolol. Now it's called dam, not to indicate color, but to indicate liquid. White, clear liquid. Dam here does not mean blood in the sense of blood, the way we call about blood. Dam here means a liquid that the woman exudes. It's called dam. L'tumas erev, they should naga b'mkar, because this liquid touched the uterus, v'negeya ba, and it touches her on the way outside. Now, I want to explain something before we start the next Gemara. There are three madregas in somebody becoming tameh or not becoming tameh. Tumah makes a person tameh if it touches them on the exterior. Once it touches them in the interior, there are different levels of interior. But as for our purposes in this sugya, interior touch is not metameh. If tumah touches a person on their interior without touching them on the exterior, they do not become tameh. This has nothing to do with nidus or anything else. I'm talking about sharetz nevela. If theoretically it were possible for the tumah to touch interior without touching exterior, they would not become tameh.
In the mouth.
That's exactly what we're going to discuss now. What is interior and what is exterior? See, you just paskind, no offense. But the Gemara is not as sure as you are.
Question.
What? Question, I apologize. But the Gemara is going to discuss that. So we're going to be learning about that, interior, exterior. Now, there's a different level of interior that we'll be learning about later, but we're now going to learn the first level of interior. Let's do it inside. The Mishnah said that a woman becomes a nida or a zava if the blood exits the uterus and enters beis achitzayin, the vaginal canal. What is beis achitzayin? At what point is it called beis achitzayin? And at what point is it already called inside legabe that it has to come out of there to make her tamei? Basically, we're asking at this point, if I understand it correctly, at what point is it considered out of the uterus? Right. Now, we would say cervix, right? The Gemaras might say differently as we go along. Amar Rish Lakish, kol shetinaikis yeshevis v'niris. Beis achitza would mean when a little girl sits, she sits with her feet slightly apart. Whatever area you would be able to see into her vaginal canal from outside, that is called beis achitzayin. Beyond that is not called beis achitzayin, that is called interior. And that's not called anida, it's not called that it exited to become anida. So when it says that metame beis achitzayin means anything visible from the outside by a small girl. Now, I assume it says small girl because women would never expose themselves, whereas girls might. Rashi, I might be wrong on that, but that's how I understand it. Rashi, kashi tinaikas ma'alma ma'azadu ma'adet, from the sides. Kashi tinaikas yeshevas, niftach rachmak tzas. Her, I don't know what he translates rachma here, it's not uterus. It's her rechem, I guess, refers to all the area around that, the whole private area, open slightly, and whatever would be visible from the outside is called beis achitzayin. Amalur Reb Yechanan, oisim makim galu hu etzesheretz. That's outside. That's not beis achitzayin, which seems to refer before it leaves her body. The part that's visible is considered exterior. It's not even considered interior. It might be interior somewhat, but in halacha, that's totally exterior, even for a sheretz. If a dead sheretz were to touch a woman in the area that a small child is exposed, she would become tamei. As I mentioned as I started this sugya, a dead sheret that touches a woman on her interior, or a man on his interior, is not metame. Now, interior, Beit Achitza, the way we understood it in the Mishnah, has to be somewhat in the interior. That's what I said. But the Gemara is trying to figure out where in the vaginal canal. And the Gemara seems to say that it's at the front of the vaginal canal, the part that's visible from the outside. And the Gemara is asking, that's not called, whatever we're going to say in Beit Achitza, it has to be something interior. And that's not interior. That's like saying Beit Achitza is the front of her hand. This is called exterior. This is not a chiddush. Zok the Gemara, Elam Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Bein Hashinayim. Now, the Gemara seems to say that in her vaginal canal, there's some, I don't know, word I want to use, mounds, like little points of flesh that stick out. And that would be where it turns from exterior, and that would be, that's where Beis Achitza would be. Further back than what's visible, but till the Bein Hashinayim, once it's past the Bein Hashinayim, that would be called from her Makor. It still hasn't left her Makor yet. It leaves at Bein Hashinayim. How does he translate Bein Hashinayim? I understand. I know that's what it means, but
I have absolutely no cognitive work.
Okay, fine.
The front of the vaginal canal is known as scrotus. There is also the area between labia around the scrotus. There are dentate processes in the rectum, which look like teeth. However, the only thing which looks like teeth for the vagina is the shards of the hymen after the hymen has been ruptured. And after it's
born
back a bit, but that would not be in a
child gut. No. So again, we'll try one more time. The Gemara says there's such a thing called Bein Hashinayim. I'll just shrug my shoulders. Kamin Shinayim, before that. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Lashon Kushahu. Usually the Gemara doesn't ask a question with Amar Loi Rabbi Yechanan. It says Amar Loi Rabbi Yechanan. Rashi had the Girsa Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He was bothered. Usually you don't say Akasha by Amar Rabbi Yechanan. You would say Amar Loi Rabbi Yechanan, which is the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara. But Rashi had a Girsa Amar Rabbi Yechanan, so Rashi explained he's asking a question. Aysa Mokum, that place which is visible, Mi Kari Bifsara, is that called in her Basar? Kulei Chutzu. That's all exterior. Even by a sheretz, the kaimelon, a maga beis hastarim metame, tuma in the interior, beis hastarim is called the interior. I don't know. The Gemara is going to use the word. We'll see how article translates it. Golihu in nagasham sheretz. This is not called beis hastarim. Bifsara seems to tell me it didn't exit the body. Well, this did exit the body, because in halacha we view the area visible when a child sits down as exterior. So that's not called bifsara. We darshan that a woman is metame interior from the word bifsara. That's not bifsara. That's out of basar. Zok drashi, tumas beis hastarim, lekamen yolov, mebiyodav leshatav b'mayim. It says over there that a person touched tumah and he didn't go to the mikvah. And the pasuk uses a very interesting language to describe mikvah. He didn't wash his hands in water. Why hands? He didn't wash his body in water. He didn't go to the mikvah. The la bar tumuyahu. So the Gemara learns out that anything that's not exterior, like his hands, he wouldn't become tumah. It has to be exterior to become tumah. That's what the Gemara says. But Tyrus Kahanim nami minan nafkalon. The Gemara later learns it from there, and Tyrus Kahanim learns it from there. Kemin shinayim, yesh b'taycha rechem, till tulei basar, he calls it strands of flesh. What did he say? Okay. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ibayilu, bein ashinayim kelufnim, ay kelukhutz. Rabbi Yechanan said, the beis achitzai, the place outside goes back to the bein ashinayim. Beyond the Bein Hashinayim, it's considered uterus, or makar for halacha. How about the Bein Hashinayim itself? Is that in, or is that out? Meaning, is she tummy or not? Because as long as it's in, she's not tummy. It has to leave the makar and come to the Beis Achitzah. Rabbi Yechon identified Beis Achitzah starts at Bein HaShinayim. So how about the Bein HaShinayim itself? Is that
the Shibur? This never left. Right now,
the blood is leaving her body. It's headed towards the outside. The Mishnah is telling me that once it hits the Beis Achitzah, she becomes Tameh. And Rabbi Yechon identifies once it passes Bein HaShinayim, that's when she becomes Tameh. Before it gets past Bein HaShinayim, it's like it's in her uterus. She's not Tameh when it's in her uterus. It has to enter Beis Achitzah.
It's odd.
What?
It's
odd. So that's the question. Ad Bein HaShinayim, which way? Which way? Again, but which way? Is it that the inside goes odd or the outside goes odd? It's a machlokes. It's sometimes one way and sometimes the other way. Zok the Gemara Tashma, the Tani Reb Zakai, a Brisa, Ad Bein HaShinayim, and Bein HaShinayim Atzmam Kalufnim. The Brisa clearly states the Bein HaShinayim is considered already, that it didn't leave. So it has to exit the Bein HaShinayim to be considered a Beis HaShitzah. It's still internal, but she becomes Tameh. That's the Beis HaShitzah. Zok the Gemara Tana, we learned in a Braisa, B'Masnita Tana, in a Braisa it's at a different place of Beis HaShitzah. Malkim Disha, the place, how did you translate it?
Threshing.
My Malkim Disha, Amr Yehuda, Malkim Shashar Mishdash. When a person has a relationship, as far as his male organ goes, that's considered Beis HaShitzah. Beyond that, it's considered inside. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi, Shashamish, Aver. Now, exactly how to measure that, I have no idea.
Essentially, it would include the entire vagina with the exception of the fair cervix.
Again,
depends on the size of the
eater. That's why I just said, I said, I can't measure that. I assume, which is physically possible for a person to reach. That's what I assume it means. Dr. Gwabaita, Tana Rabbana, Bifsara, Marame, Chimatame, Bifsnim, and Kibachutz. That teaches me the halacha that a woman becomes a nida when the blood exits her inside and goes to the Beis HaChitzah, even though it's internal. But that's not a touch. That's a ria. That's her becoming a nida. Eli ala nida. Zava minayin. How do I know zava? Talmud Leimer, zava bifsara. Again, by zava, it also says the word bifsara to tell me she becomes a zava once the blood enters the Beis HaChitzah, which we identified what it is.
But according to the second,
where Bein HaShinayim is, so I can't answer your question whether Shamish Dutch is further back or further up. I have no idea. I can make it up. Which way do you want to make it up? I don't know. If no doctor here can identify Bein HaShinayim, so then it makes it even harder to speculate. Yes?
Listening to Rashi, I think most likely it is an extrapolation from the way in which the shards of hymen look in an adult woman to where it would be, where that cognate area would be in a young female. As far as the entire vagina being considered to be outside, histologically, the lining of the vagina is epithelium, exactly like the skin is, as opposed to endothelium, which is inside like the vagina's tract. So, biologically, the vagina would be outside.
Again, the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara considers the vagina inside for Tumas Sheretz. So it's not outside. But it's Beis HaChitzah for Tumas Nida. It's a big difference. If a Sheretz theoretically would be able to enter beyond the place where you can visually see it, Tinaikas, it would be considered internal and she would not become Tameh. However, for Tumas Nida, it exited her Makar. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's all. That's the Gemara writer. Anita. Again, this is every time you can have a problem. A woman can have Daman Beis Achitz, and how does she know? Now, in the days of our Gusher, that was not a problem.
Right.
And today, she can't worry about what she doesn't see. Tana Rabbana. Bifsara, Melamech, Paleta Shechva Zareminayan. Now, here we're getting into something else. A woman who had a relationship with her husband, and then she exudes it, if that's the right word. What does he say it is? What?
Emits.
The Shechva Zera. How do I know she be, now, a woman that admits Shechva Zera becomes tummy for one day? This has nothing to do with her husband. This means tummy for one day for Tumatara. How do I, where, at what point is the emission of Shechva Zera make her tummy? The answer is, once it hits her by Tzchitzay. The minute that Shechva Zera leaves back the back of her vaginal canal or wherever it is there and comes back out, beyond the area that we mentioned before, either Shinayim or Malkim Shasham Mishdash, at that point she becomes tummy for one day, the tumor called Peleta Shechva Zera.
I'm struggling with the fact that you can't see where the threshing happens. Now, so how is she tummy? You can't see where it's
again, visible. Obviously, see, this is a, you're asking something I cannot answer definitively, but in my mind, I think Chazal were able to tell a woman, this is as far it is, and this is not where it is. Yes. That's the only way I can answer you.
Visible.
What?
Not visible.
Again, it's feelable.
How can she know when that emits beyond that?
Time? Again, so those days they had our Gusha. We're going back to the fact that you're assuming that she has no idea what's happening internally.
If it's our Gusha, then this is not relevant either. She
that's not true. If it's our Gusha of Shechva Zera, that's not our Gusha of blood. And then it feels as it's coming out. See, again, we're basing things on lack of our understanding, and therefore we have a question. I agree that I don't understand it. Yes, Doctor.
If you'd like, I can give you a pusik, which you can
no, I don't want to get into too much of them. Nothing to do with this now.
No, it's a hidden thing which can become...
I understand, but it is not the halakha of Tumas HaTayim.
I'm quite aware of that. Okay. We have encountered this situation many times before. And in any case, there's a possibility that says the hidden things include both
of them. Okay, but this is... Okay. I'll leave it alone. My turn. Talmud Laimaiya. So according to this right to Tanakama, a woman that's preletus into Bais HaChitzayim, wherever that is, becomes Tamei. Reb Shimon I'm a diet kabayala can't make her stricter than her husband. Her husband doesn't become tamei till the Shechva Zera leaves his body. And you're making this woman, who's admitting her husband Shechva Zera, tamei before it leaves her body. Now, it's a swara. He's saying, how can you make her emission of Shechva Zera stricter than his emission of Shechva Zera? His emission of Shechva Zera has to leave his body, and this emission of Shechva Zera does not leave her body, just gets into the Beis HaChitzayim. So Reb Shimon, that doesn't make sense. It's a machloikas. Ma baya leinu matam achetetu tumu luchutz, af yeinu matam achetetu tumasu luchutz. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi. Yeh zayva bibsara. Talmud leimer zayva bibsara. V'ava gada benidik ziv, v'da avka b'lashen zayva yafinan ziva. Rashi's saying, really, he's talking about an edit, that pasuk. But it uses the word zayva to tell me that the halacha is the same by a zav. Baya yeh bibsara. Says by Paleta Shechva Zera, Yia. No, I think Dam Yia Zayva Besara. The extra word Yia tells me even Paleta. By Allah, Balcheri, Ainim Atam Achet Tamasa Lechutz. For a man who admits Shechva Zera, he doesn't become Tamei to leave his body. He deceived, Lashet Taitim Imenu Shechva Zera. And we said in the Mishnah, told us that a man is not the Tamei to leave his body. Zog to Gemara Vaitre. So it's a Machlekes Tanoim. When does a woman become Tamei as a Paleta? Frag to Gemara. The summer Reb Shimon, Daya Kabbalah. Does Reb Shimon hold that way? That a woman does not become tummy as a paletas until it leaves her body? Like, that's what he said. But Tanya, we learned. Now, it's talking about a woman that had a relationship with her husband. Now, I just want to explain something. All these halakas that we're going to be discussing today, by and large, are talking about tumma for tummy for tumatara. Nothing to do with our lives today. So I don't want anybody to get all, you know, why? It has nothing to do with Tashkim Pei Vav. I mean, in Meretz Hashem, it will have to do with Tashkim Pei Vav. But not up to Ches Tammuz, Tashkim Pei Vav. There's no, at all, Negeas. There's a Tumah called a woman who had a relationship with her husband. He becomes Tumah as a Balcheri, and she becomes Tumah because she had a relationship with her husband. For Tumah Tara, she's Tumah till the next evening. Just like he goes to the mikvah to get rid of his Balcheri, if he wants to touch Taras, and she has to go to the mikvah to get rid of her of having a relationship with her husband. For Tumah Tara, which really means that women were going to the mikvah constantly. It didn't mean they were needless. It didn't mean they were zavus. It could have been they had a relationship with their husband the night before. So they used to go to the mikvah, and then the next night they were tar. They went to the mikvah in the morning, and the next night it was tar. That's what used to happen. Now, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, V'rochtzu b'mayim, they both go to the mikvah, man and woman, husband and wife, v'tama ad erev, and they're tummy to the evening. Amar Rav Shimon, v'chima bozal mamdenu. What is that talking about? Is it coming to tell me that she needs tefila if her basher touched shich v'zera? Why is she going to the mikvah? Is it because she touched his shich v'zera? If that's the reason, Dr. Shimon, doesn't it say a man that leaves shich v'zera? That means, right? That means we already learned it out from another pasuk. We learned out from the pasuk Ayish that anybody who touches Shich Vazera becomes Tamei for a day. Like he touches the Sheretz, like he touches the Nevela. Anybody that touches semen becomes Tamei. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me the woman has to go to mikvah because she touched Shich Vazera, because I know that anybody that touches Shich Vazera has to go to the mikvah, man, woman, or anybody. So why in the world is the pasuk telling this woman to go to the mikvah? Again, let's give the Brice a chance. Is the Tyra sending her to mikvah because she touched the Shech Mazera? Then I don't need a pasuk for that. I already have a pasuk. Right. Elam Ibnay, Shetum is based on Starami. The reason we have to send her to the mikvah is because she doesn't touch the Shech Mazera. It's internal. The Tum is based on Starami and Matame. And what she touches internal doesn't make her tummy. So why is she going to the mikvah? Oh, it's exeris akasavu that she becomes tummy internally. That's what it's saying. Right? Here is a woman, had a relationship with her husband. The Torah says she has to go to the mikvah. And Reb Shimon is bothered, why did the Torah have to tell to me? What did she do this lady? She touched it? She didn't touch it. The Torah is telling me that even though she didn't touch it, the Shech Vazera enter her body, makes her Tameh, even though it's not in the Bari Sakhitzain, it's beyond the Bari Sakhitzain, she's Tameh. So we see from Reb Shimon that she's stricter than the man. The man is only Tameh because it left his body, and this woman is Tameh even within her body. We just said a swara before that Reb Shimon said you can't make the woman stricter than the man. Reb Shimon himself said that we're making the woman stricter than the man. Because he says the reason we send a woman who had a relationship to the mikvah is because it's exeris hakasuv, that even though it's internal, she becomes tamei. Here is the woman being stricter than the man. So how could Reb Shimon say before, a woman can't be stricter than the man? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Rashi. Look, Rashi. Hachi Gersinan. The Tyrus God, Ma Bozel Ramdeinu. What is this pasuk teaching me that the woman has to go to the mikvah? Imlin yinigay ashich v'nigay b'shich v'zera. Because she touched it. Hakvar Abba Lamata. It's another pasuk. Elam Ibnay. What does the Bach say? Not sure. Ma Bozel Ramdeinu. Hob Ibnishim Tvila Didaya Ilo Yitzvach. I don't need it to say that he has to go to the mikvah. Doug Sivlal, we used to take the men of Shech Vazera. It's a pasuk that says that if he admits Shech Vazera, he has to go to the mikvah. If it's a teach about her, Shetricha Tfila, im Dagam Sarabe, because of the Shekhla Zera. If she touched the Shekhla Zera, she also said, Bimenu, when it left her, her garment of Mantam and Parshas Emor al Kahanim. Says in Parshas Emor, Ayish Asher Tetze, Vamar Lakama Bepik, and Minayan the Shekhla Zera, Tamalayma, Ayish. The Gemara makes a drasha later on from the words Ayish, and I don't know how we learned it, but the Gemara learns from the Pasuk that anybody had touched the Shekhla Zera. We learn it from there. I don't need a plastic to tell me to send a woman to the mikvah for touching. Coming to teach me. Even if it did not touch the semen. Because of the drop that entered her during Tashmish. And the Torah had to teach me that she's Tameh. And the Torah not told me. I wouldn't know it. Because this is internal. Here is the pasuk treating her stricter than treating her husband. And Rav Shimon said a svara a moment ago that we don't treat her stricter than her husband. So it's a contradiction in Rav Shimon. He says that a woman who admits her husband Shekhla Zera is not tamei b'bayis hachitzai. It has to leave her body. And here he says that there's exeris hakasav, that she becomes tamei even beyond bayis hachitzai. And for the Gemara Loikasha, kam b'mishameshes, kam b'peletes. One is talking about she had a relationship. That's where the Torah said she becomes tamei, left inside. Peletes is a different tumma. This is a woman that's admitting Shekhla Zera. Not she had a relationship, and the Gemara's going to have a problem with the Matthias in a minute, but let's, for theoretical sense. She had a relationship on Friday night, and she admitted Shekhla Zera on Sunday. She becomes tumme from a mission. She was tumme Friday night and Shabbos for the relationship. She went to the mikvah Shabbos morning. But then on Sunday, she admitted her husband, Shekhla Zera. She becomes Tommy again for a mission of Shekhla Zera. When Rav Shimon said you can't make her stricter than her husband, he was talking in terms of a mission. How can you make her a mission stricter than her husband's a mission? But for relationship, that's different. She's not becoming Tommy because of an admission. She's becoming tamei of a relationship. There, it's exeris hakasav. She can become tamei even though it didn't leave her body. But that's not for the omission. That's for the relationship. Whereas omission is similar to a man's omission. So why are we making her omission stricter than his omission? So omission is not a contradiction. In one case, he's talking about the tumah of omission, and in one case, he's talking about tumah of relationship, which has nothing to do with omission. Again, we're now. This is a question you can answer by Gladstein. You know what I mean? This has nothing to do with Shad Dar Gemara. We're not going to mix. I can give you a whole smooth on that, but it's not the place and time. Not place and time. Adarabba. The more kedusha something has, the more susceptible the tumah becomes. But I'm not going to get involved in that now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you for using Rabbi Gladstein's name. I apologize for using his name. I could have used other names. What? Be honest, very nice. I'm happy. Right there. Track the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a problem with the act, with the story. Peletes, every woman that admits must have had a relationship. She had a relationship. She's telling me before omission. So when is this tumah of omission? When does it happen? Like, if she admits, that means she had a relationship. So she's telling me anyway, even if she didn't admit. Zok to Gemara, but she tavlu l'shimusha. She went to the mikvah for her relationship. Frank to Gemara, fine. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Zok to Rashi, b'mishameshes, zeris hakazim, v'loy b'paletis. So zeris hakazim for relationship, not for omission. Peletes, taped by the Kaidim Yitziyasai, quotes Tameya. Even if she doesn't admit she's Tameh, not Shimsha. Didn't she have a relationship? She Tavla Shimusha, Ulamachar Palta. She went to the mikvah for her relationship. Then the day afterwards, she admitted, become a Lakham Shimon Badaya Kabayala. And in fact, she doesn't become Tameh till leaves her body, according to Shimon. Now, there's a problem. Because Rava told us that a woman who has a relationship for 3 days can't eat truma. Because she's constantly being piped. The normal human reaction is that a woman is automatically giving out the shechva zera she got from her husband. And therefore she's becoming tamei all the time. So what in the world is she going for the mikvah for the next morning when she's going to become tamei 3 minutes later? So the whole case of going to the mikvah mishameshes makes no sense. Because every mishameshes is going to be a paletas. And going to the mikvah is not going to make her tahar because 2 minutes later she might have been paletas. Robert says, any woman that has a relationship with her husband should not eat truma for 3 days. After 3 days, whatever she admits is not called semen anymore. After 3 days, the semen becomes non-viable. But those 3 days, it's viable semen, and the viable semen is metamiha when she's paletas. And Rava says, every woman is paletas all the time during those 3 days. Or it's very possible that she's paletas. Frank the Gemara, remember the Mishameshes Betumas Erev Sagila? Are you telling me a woman can go to the mikvah of Mishameshes and then become star that night? She for 3 days is asked to eat truma. She absolutely wants to lay tiploy. It's impossible that she's not going to admit the Shech Mazera. Automatically. A woman that gets up and walks around, automatically the Shech Mazera in the body is going to go somewhere, it's going to come out.
Let's talk about a woman who was forced into a situation
that
she wants to get rid of the
Sarah. Again, okay, all these things, wait till the end of the Sukkah. And for the Gemara, She didn't move. She had a relationship. They picked up the bed with her. They dunked her into the mikvah. She becomes tar from the Shemeshes, and she's not paletas. She hasn't moved. What causes the paletas is the movement of the lady. She doesn't move. She's laying in bed. Frak de Gemara. Michlal de Chiyama Rabba de Azli Bekara de Tavla. That means Rabba is only talking about that Rabba only says it if she's walking. Right? Right? And then she, Rabba de Azli Bekara de Tavla. Dilma Bahadi de Kazla Shadisa. Maybe Adarab. If anything, you can say by Rava that she got it out earlier than 3 days. Meaning, you're making it sound that for 3 days, she's for sure going to be paletas. Not true.
If she stands up.
But it's not true, because if she stands up and walks, it's going to come out faster. If anything, she might be rid of it in 1 day. So why is Rava so sure that for 3 days, she's going to be a paletas? Rava should say, the woman should be careful to make sure she was pilot in day one. Rava doesn't say that. Rava, that 3 days it's going to take to get it out of her system. I don't know, the more she walks, the more it should come out. She'll get out faster than 3 days.
Maybe when she walks.
That's the cut. Well, if she's not in bed, she's walking.
Maybe the 3 days, because that's typically all it takes, even when she's walking.
But Rava, the Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara understands the more she walks, the less it'll be. The key tema, I just want to explain, Dilma Ishtayer, because you never know. So Rava should have said, not it's impossible. Rava should have said, she has to be afraid that it's not all out. We're worried about Rava's language of impossible. It's not impossible. And for the Gemara, Elul Rava Nami, Shitrilu Bemita. You're right. Even Rava's case of 3 days is only if she never moved. Then it takes 3 days. And if she moved, then it might go faster. Then Rava would not have said he Efsher. Rava is talking about a woman that's in bed, and they tabled her in bed. Then if it takes for 3 days, she shouldn't eat truma because she's admitting, even if she's not moving. Unlike the Gemara said before. Aye, whatever. Why in the world are they putting her into the mikvah before 3 days? So the Gemara, Leikasha, Kami Misapeches, Kami Sharei Misapeches. If she turns over, then she can get it to leave her body earlier. And therefore, that's the case that we're putting into the mikvah before 3 days. Because a woman who turns over after Tashmish is spilling out her Shechva Zera. So it comes out like this. A woman that walks might get it out earlier. And Rabbi would have never said Efsher. Not true. It is possible. There's a fear in it, might. They wouldn't have used the word Yevsha. Rava uses the word Yevsha of a woman that's not walking. She's in bed. And for her, she's still admitting, because naturally the body will admit it, but it'll take 3 days. The woman that we're putting into the mikveh right after Tashmish, and she's not coming for Pilates, is the woman that got rid of her Shikra Zera. How did she get rid of it? She turned over right after Tashmish and let the Shikra Zera flow out of her. So she's a Meshameshis and Pilates at the same time, and afterwards, she might not be Pilates at all. She might have gotten it all out. So the question was, why in the world are we putting her into the mikveh after Tashmish if Rava said she's going to be admitting for 3 days? The answer is, she turned over. And that's what you were referring to. Rashi. That's what the Gemara is saying at this point, correct? I'm sorry, I think the Gemara is going to say the opposite of me. No, I'm sorry. The Gemara is going to say the opposite. If she lays there in bed, she doesn't admit anything. If she turns over, then it's a 3-day process of admission. I made a mistake. I translated the Gemara opposite. Rava is talking in her case, she turns over. And when she turns over, it takes 3 days for the Zera to leave her body. And when she doesn't turn over, it doesn't move at all. Not around it. The bride is talking about she's in bed and doesn't turn over. Rava is talking in the case that she's in bed and does turn over. That's a 3-day process of getting the Zera out. That's what the Gemara says. It was my mistake. I translated it wrong. I just want to read it inside. But Rava Krokoi. Rava is going on the Pasuk. Rocky cover. He cuts the Rachman of a Rok to the Mayim Batamad Arab. When did the Torah say she's only coming for 1 day after a relationship? Why isn't she a Paleta? That's only B'Sha'in Mesapeches. Abu Mesapeches. My mistake. When she turns over, that's when she's Pilates for 3 days. She walks, it might go out earlier. She's laying in bed, Misapeches, takes longer. If she's Eidem Misapeches, it won't move. So when the bride said, when the Pasuk said she's only coming for 1 day, it's talking about a very unique case. A woman that had a relationship, didn't move, is in bed, she's not Pilates. You can tie more, she can eat truma that night. She's not Pilates. When she turns over, then she starts being Pilates. That's a 3-day process. She walks, maybe she will be Pilates, maybe she won't. So I have to know whether that's something she has to worry about, but she's not for sure going to be a Pilates. Yes, doctor.
I was just pointing out we have two different things going on. Both of us have a 3-day period. Number one is the amount of leakage, which can go on for 3 days. Number two is the viability of the sperm.
The Rishonim came to think of it as one thing. We don't care about leakage post 3 days.
Exactly, because it's no longer.
So therefore, when the Gemara says 3 days, it has nothing to do with when, how long she leaks.
So really what we're talking about is for the entire 3-day period is the viability of the sperm.
Correct.
That it is possible that it may leak, but you know, so whether it's all out or not all out, that really is something. There's always going to be a possibility that it's not all out, but after 3 days,
we don't care.
The question's moot.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Rashi. Kol Shleisha, 4 lines at the bottom on the Amud Beis. Kol Shleisha. The Kiva the Kol Shleisha Asura Mishum Tashmisha. Since all 3 days she's usher because of her Tashmish, Daya Kabayla, that she's enough like her husband. Hechem Ishkakasla, when will you have her have a mission? Iacha Shleisha, Fili Yatsanami Taira. After 3 days, it doesn't make a difference. Kiva the Shikh Mazara Masrechasi. The Shikh Mazara Rats. Hagav Mayaskina, Hagav Kamer Rav Shimon, the Taira Betavlu the Tashmisha. That was Rav Shimon said, she can go to the mikveh that day and be tar. She filu b'mita. She was in bed. The kiva the lezazimim kaima, since she hasn't moved, evshalom b'loy pleita. It's possible that she didn't admit. Mechlau the hoda rava, gadazlu yibakara. That which Rava says 3 days for sure she's going to admit. If she's walking. What does Rava mean? It's impossible. The masma tamei vadoyas. You're saying she's for sure tamei. Habacheskes tari itvei. Adarabba, the more she walks, the more chance that she's tar. The more she walks and steps, bikara with her feet. Shadisha lukula kaitim trila. Adarabba, the more she walks, it's more of a suffix, not hiyefsher. Hiyefsher, Rabba seems to say it's vadai. If he meant suffix, he would say, maybe it's left. He doesn't say that. He says, impossible. If you're going to say Rabba meant we're afraid, Rabba is talking about she didn't move. She didn't get off of bed. When can Rav Shimon say that you can type right away and not be afraid of Pilatus? She didn't turn over. With the Rabba Misapechas. And Rava was saying it's a 3-day process. He's talking about she turned over. But Rava lefrushal on krochas. Now, how unusual that is that woman. I'm in the middle of a shiur. Can I call you in 10 minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
And Rava is talking about that when it says Varachsu b'mayim, the chayla little b'mayim kshayna misapechas, when she's not turning over. Lishnachrina misapechas b'shash tashmish v'ein hazera nikla v'rechem yachad. Right, and the zera is not niklat in the rechem together. Hilchach peletas v'lechas mat ma'at. Now Rashi's just giving you a different shot. It's what happens is that when the zera sits there, it congeals. And when it congeals, it goes out in one shot, not over a 3-day period. So as long as she's sitting there, it's not moving. When she's in sapeches, that keeps the zera from congealing. And therefore, it's a drip kind of effect. That's how Rashi's explaining in the second lesson. When she's not misapechas b'shas tashmish, ve'in azera nikla berechem yachad, doesn't congeal. Hilchach peletas ve'lechas mat. Ein misapechas b'shas tashmish, nikla azera yachad v'yoytze v'basachas. It might come out, but it'll come out right away. Not like the first time that it doesn't go out. But it'll come out as one unit, and therefore you don't have to have a 3-day period. When it comes out, it's a one-time shot. The first shot said, which is Eidim Misapechas, it doesn't go anywhere. It sits there, and if she doesn't move for 3 days, she has nothing to worry about. The second shot is it might come out, but it comes out, and she'll know it comes out in one block. And therefore, once that out, there's nothing left. Whereas if she's in Misapechas, she keeps it from congealing. And since she keeps it from congealing, it's a drip, drip, drip type of effect. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the stoop shot to me why Eidim Misapechas has nothing to worry about. Either because it doesn't move, or because even if it moves in one block. And if it moves in one block...
Rev, this only has to do with Truma, but not her husband.
Nothing to do with her husband. Just like a Balkari is allowed to have a relationship with his wife, a woman that's a... This is all Truma and Kachim. And for people that eat Chula Mitara. Now, again, I will point out, as I pointed out many times, eating Chula Mitara was not a simple matter. Like we always think, Amaratzim, they didn't keep Chulam Betara. Chulam Betara was a very, very difficult thing to keep. A woman had a relationship, she couldn't touch anything in her house. So she was no longer Paletas. I mean, what is he going to eat when he's a Balkari? Obviously, they had places where they kept Tuma stuff. This is what happened. It was a whole different type of... We can't even imagine it. And now it's beyond... I mean, it can't work in today's society because, I mean, we would have to have who knows how many sets of dishes and who knows how many couches and who knows all that thing. But as I mentioned, when a woman became an Edith, she moved out of the house for all practical purposes. She moved into a side room for a week.
They're a disposable place, but basically, eating the home is hard to cook. Men have to learn how to cook.
Again. I can only say the following. It was very difficult. It wasn't easy. When you learn Chagiga, you think about Amaratzim. Yeah, most of the people kept Chulam Betara. There were some Amaratzim. You know, it was difficult. It was a very difficult thing.
More of a change for us to keep Chulam Betara than somebody becoming a Baal Tshuva. 100%.
I can't answer that, but I shouldn't say that. I never became a Baal Teshuva. I don't know why I would become a Baal Teshuva, you know what I mean? You know the story of the Ger Rebbe. Everybody knows that story. How why I'd be a Baal Teshuva. But it's very difficult, extremely difficult to imagine. My only hope is that when Mashiach comes, Tumas Tahara will be abolished. That's what some say, that Tumas Tahara is a Kumchet on the breach. So if that's true, so then I'll be in good shape. If not, it's a whole new learning program.
Your brother's book, he says this whole issue of the diminution of the moon means that we cannot see Tumah. We can see a wall, but we don't walk into a wall because we see in front of us.